Adventures in Jord School welcomes you to Season 2, Episode 1, Aftermath. Parental discretion is advised.
I think it's over.
Oh, my aching head.
Everybody, get up now. Get up. Get up. We're not safe yet.
Darryl! Where the hell is he? Oh my god, is he still out there? I have to go get him.
Wait, Patty. Wait. There's something I have to tell you.
Rick, what's going on? Where's Terry and Jimmy?
Honey, Jimmy was taken by the spiders. And Terry attacked Darryl while the bomb dropped. Listen, this could be bad for us. Let's just keep quiet for now.
Well, that may be kind of hard. I tried to shoot his wife. That's how that Lady Carol got shot.
You're kidding, right? What happened to keeping it together?
Ah, man. Is everyone okay? I feel like I get hit by a whole Mack truck. Ah, damn! Y'all, Ray is dead.
So is Lorraine.
Damn it. All right, Patty. Dee is somewhere outside. That guy Terry attacked him while we were fighting those damn spider things. So I need you to stay here while we go find him.
I'll go too, if you don't mind.
No. I need you here to try and keep the peace until we get out of here. Mike, you ready?
A lot of smoke out there. Oh, God. There are people burning out there. Jesus, one of the spider things is eating someone.
Sam, that's not helping.
Party. You boys okay? Great, now the real work begins. Sergeant, give me a head count and get Washington on the phone. I don't think the bomb was supposed to be that close. And Sergeant, get to the medic, you're bleeding. Lieutenant, you with me. We have to find Miss Vapperman. Since she's not up in my face, she may be in bad way.
Sir, yes, sir.
Lieutenant!
Ooh! Straggler, sir. Looks to be a few more roaming around the grounds. Sir, looks like more of us made it through.
Those things are worse than cockroaches. All of you, get your rifles. The day is not done. We still got bugs.
General, 11 o'clock by the Humvee. Miss Vapperman.
Son, now it's time you show me. I'll give you over that rifle.
Sir, yes, sir.
Miss Vapperman, I need you to run over here and stay as low as possible.
I can't, General. No!
Sir, I got this.
Son, you think what I'm thinking? Damn it! Well, what are you waiting for?
Sir, yes, sir. Hey there, Miss Vapperman. You look lovely today. On the count of three, I'm going to need you to run towards the general, but don't stop there. Run directly into the tent.
We have to find Henry.
I'm sorry he's gone, but I need you to. Do this now. One, two, three, move!
I'm right behind you. Great, everyone in and safe now. Sergeant, report.
Hey, Mia! Mia, wake up!
Lothos, I'm here. We must be careful from now on in dealing with these slugs.
I believe it was sheer luck. They couldn't possibly know our weakness. They are not that smart.
And how are you, Lothos?
I am fully healed and ready.
We need to figure a way to get them back to the water. We can't fight them on land again.
I might be some assistance in that.
Finkar, why are you here?
Hoping to join forces for the time being. But these idiots may have inadvertently called the drain with their bombings. So for the time being, we need to gather all the strength we can get. Now, back to what I was saying. I have a place that is surrounded by water, and it has a volcano for me.
And what's in it for us? I can rebuild right here, and this time, I'll be ready for whatever these slugs throw at us.
Humans. And no, you won't. This race has harnessed the power of the atom. Just one can snuff you out like you were never there. Thankfully, they hesitate to use them, unless of dire emergencies. Look, you can rebuild your fortress off the coast. And you know, as a token of my good nature, Lothos, may I borrow that sword of yours? Thank you. There you go.
Ah! What did you do?
You'll be fine. The bonding can be painful. But now, your sword is so much more. Here, think of the flame. And aim at that stone over there. I'll let you figure out the rest. Sorry about the shield. Nothing I can do with that. Okay, now that my good deed is done for the day, well, what do you think?
Finkar, okay, understand we are aligned for survival, not kinship. This island of yours better be nice, but nothing makes up for what you did and from what I gather from these slugs.
Humans.
Slugs!
Whatever you call them. You did the same thing here as Astradia. Now you need help? How rich is this? Too bad more of my kind is not here.
That's not necessarily the case. There may be more of us. The leader of the humans did mention others like us were here. We just have to go get them. Speaking of that, I will be requiring the assistance of the two of you in the next coming days to retrieve a friend. But for now, follow me to paradise. Hey, there's even a waterfall.
We get it.
Good afternoon, America. Charlie Carmichael here, and it's been almost an hour since the first bomb hit Miami, so we are waiting on reports of the damage to the affected cities. And still no word from our correspondent Anna Vapperman at Ground Zero in Jacksonville. Hopefully all is good. And the military was able to quash the rush of the spider creatures that Dr. Samuels unleashed upon those poor people. Now, as we speak, the Navy planes are in the air to survey the damage, but due to the location of each zone, the pilots have to take a roundabout to each city at high altitudes and take pictures of each city with telescopic lenses. We hope to have copies of those images in the next few hours, if all goes well. But up next, we'll go to Misty Ann Agar, who's standing by waiting on a report from an FAA spokesman, Randy Maycomb. Misty?
Thank you, Charlie. Misty Ann Agar here at the FAA headquarters in Washington, where Randy Maycomb, head of public relations, is about to give us an update with the recovery operations from the 250 downed planes. Charlie, I personally have no idea as to what he is about to say, but whatever it is, it's very serious. But what I can tell you is the recovery system in place is falling. Difficulties with getting rescue teams to the remote areas is just too hazardous with the discovery of all the small zones. Most of the rescue teams, well, they did not make it. So here we go. Mr. Maycomb is about to speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming this afternoon. Let me start with giving my deepest condolences for all the lost loved ones on the downed planes. When we first started our recovery efforts, we had no idea what was waiting for us. We moved forward anyways. The men and women that worked behind me toiled day and night to come up with solutions for recovery. So we pressed forward. And in this movement, we came across unforeseen obstacles which began to hinder operations. These obstacles, and when I say obstacles, I mean zones of various environments, took the lives of many rescuer civilians and military alike. So in my deepest regret, all rescue operations are deemed terminated at this time. I know, but understand the greatest effort went into these recoveries. Yes, some have been recovered, many have been recovered. Here's where it stops. We sincerely apologize, but the world is in chaos and now resources are needed elsewhere. My heart goes out to all those families, including mine. Now, as of 2 p.m. today, all airports will be closed and will remain closed until further notice. All FAA satellite offices will be emptied and all personnel will report to the main office here in Washington, D.C. to be reassigned to other departments of the government. Once again, we express our regrets on the notice that everything has been handed down. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, Charlie, I guess my suspicions were correct. The FAA is shutting down all rescue operations as of this time. If the world hasn't gone crazy enough. Just the thought of all those families not being returned to their loved ones. Very sad, Charlie, very sad. This is Misty Ann Agar reporting, Washington, D.C. Back to you, Charlie.
Thank you, Misty. More to come, a report from the financial sector. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, this is Sam. Thank you for listening to Adventures in George School. For other great stuff from us, visit us at adventuresings.com and like us on Facebook and join the discussion as a member of Friends of George School Facebook group. Thank you.
So far, less than 1% of our forces here were lost. All defenses will be up in 5 minutes. No damage to any vehicles. Eagle Eye 2 has reported on Miami. No change in status of the zone there. We should get another report by the time they pass here.
Funny how that works. Good work, Sergeant. Now, Miss Rapperman, how are you?
Very shaken up. One of those things took him. General, how do we find him?
Oh, no, that's not happening. I'm sorry he's gone, Miss Rapperman. But there can be no excuses as of now. Our focus must be the lives of those who are left on the highway at the moment. Look, those spiders, whatever, are loose. We still don't know what they are, where they're coming from. The best I can do for you now is get you where you need to be.
Sergeant, it's bad on the highway. A lot of people are gone. I'm gone a lot.
Yes, and a slew of abandoned cars that will need to be moved for the rest of the traffic to clear.
What are you, twins?
No.
Oh, God. Look, just get started on moving these cars. People have got it through. Oh, and always have your rifles on you. Sleep with them if you have to.
Sir, yes sir.
Sir, Eagle Eye 2 has just left Orlando and looks like all the manatees are gone. The city? Well...
Great, good news for once.
Frank?
I will. Mike?
Yeah, the door is jammed, or stuck, or nope, a body is laying up against the door.
Oh my God, is it Daryl? You mean you didn't let him in? What the hell is wrong with you all?
No, it's not. Well, we can't get out this way. Yeah, somebody's gonna have to go through the window and move the body.
Oh no, Sam is not doing it. Rick?
Mom, stop! I can do this. I'm not a kid anymore, and your attitude is gonna get us all killed.
You better listen to him.
Okay. Look, you go out there, move that body as quick as possible, and get back here. You hear me? I'm not losing you too.
I'll be fine, Mom. Try not to worry so much.
Sam, little man, now you be careful out there.
I think it's relatively safe. I don't hear those creatures anymore.
Whoa! Mm-mm. Stay alert out there. Now, come on. We're wasting time.
Mike, you got him, right?
Yeah, I got him. Don't worry. Okay, up you go.
Okay, let me go. I made it.
Oh, thank God. Now, Sam, you hurry up and be careful.
Okay, Sam. Less than 20 steps, and I'll just grab him and pull him to the right just a bit, just enough for them to get the door open. Oh, God!
Mike, I thought you said you had him.
It came from off the roof, but it's dead now, and he's okay.
Sam, are you okay?
There you go again, never listening to me. Didn't I just say?
I'm okay.
Come on, Sam. You got this. You're almost there. That's a pretty big guy. I hope he's going to be strong enough.
Let's hope so, since the front of the RV is toast. That door is it.
Roderick, help me push against the door to move this body quicker.
Yeah, I'm on that.
That was some pretty good shooting you did out there.
Aw, you warming up to me. And hey, you didn't even have to carry my mace.
Good one. Sam, let's get a move on. Oh, please get a move on.
Mike!
Let's just say he's been
noticed. Oh, God! Sam!
Broderick, help me with this tool.
Sam!
Oh, my God! Sam!
Look out!
That's not good.
Please!
Sam!
They're
almost on
top
of him!
Sam!
Come on!
Sam! Oh my God, Sam!
Whoa!
Sam!
Come on, little man. I got you.
Roderick, here.
Thank you, Sugar.
Can you please save the mistletoe for later? Just start shooting.
I think that's it. Mike, defend the RV. I think I know where Dee is. Roderick and I will go find him.
Not without me, you're not.
Yeah, nah. We will all go. I'm not staying in this thing not one more minute. Remember, there are 3 dead bodies in here.
Okay. Come on, then.
Okay. Stay close. Last I saw, he was up by the blue car just before the bomb hit. Quiet.
Thank you.
Welcome back, America. Charlie Carmichael with you as we continue coverage on the Florida bombings. We have received reports from the military on damage done to the affected areas. First hit was Miami, Florida, and unfortunately no change. That entire zone is shrouded in smoke. Just incredible. The Navy now has a few ships stationed off the coast keeping surveillance on zone. UAVs were deployed to fly into the zone, but contact with the drone was lost once it crossed into the zone. On to Orlando. There's better news from the air. No sign of the manatees, but the city, on the other hand, a complete loss. Now finally to Jacksonville. What a scene. Looks like the bomb hit close to the highway. A small part of the city on the southeastern side looks fairly intact. In the report, the army troops suffered light damages, but there were civilian casualties from the spider attack. And we received word that Anna Vapperman is okay, but we did lose cameraman Henry Collins. The army's there, beginning to clear the highway for traffic to continue north into Georgia. When we return, other news from around the country. Another convoy of semis heading west, and gang violence is on the rise. This is Charlie Carmichael saying, see you in a bit.
Cortez, you still got that good luck charm of yours?
Si, indeed. Hey, I think we freaked out the general back there.
Well, we've been paired for a while. It was bound to happen sooner or later, okay? Here we go.
Fucking thinks. Give me the creeps. Oh, really, dude? Who leaves their car and take their fucking keys?
Whoa, bro. Don't move.
Thanks, but I could have killed it myself.
Sure. Now, get behind and push while I steer.
And why do I have to push?
I just saved your life for once. And I'm already in the car. Look, I'll push the next one. Happy now?
Watch the next one. We'll have the keys in it. What the fuck, dude? Do you put on some weight?
Pussy.
Fucker.
General, you got a minute?
Yes, Miss Vapperman. What can I do for you?
Were you serious about the ride out of here? I just got off the phone with my superiors and I'm needed in Atlanta. Well, I could use a ride since everything else is grounded now.
That won't be a problem. I'll have Lieutenant go with you to make sure you get where you're going. Lieutenant!
Sir.
Please accompany Miss Vapperman to Atlanta and use Charlie 3. And hurry up!
Miss Vapperman, if you will, and stay close behind me.
Whatever you say. And thank you, General.
No, thank you, Sergeant. We just got a little more peace.
Good one, sir.
I must say, Vintar, I do like the floral here on this island. And the vast ocean, I can feel the power by tenfolds.
And you're welcome. And I see your dog has taken a liking to my gift. He is learning quick, but if he bits one more hole, I will spank him.
No sour grapes, Vintar. So who of our brethren has these slugs taken that you want a chance to rescue?
Ari.
You have to be jesting. Ari, that fool of an air being? Is this stupid bird here too?
No. Anyway, I was thinking with the help of the humans combined with our magic, we could defeat the drain. With their technology, we could actually stand a chance.
Oh my God!
Jesus!
I know. pretty terrible what one of those bombs can do.
Where is he? I don't see him anywhere.
He was right here.
Dee!
Leslie! Quiet!
Hey! Hey! Got you guys out there? I'm in the red car. I need a little help here.
Oh my God! Is that...
Don't look, babe.
Damn, he melted to the seat protecting Dee. Looking like a McGriddle.
Oh my God, Terry. Not funny.
Mike, get a crowbar. This door is fused. And hurry.
On it.
Dee, are you all right?
Yeah. I did get a good sunburn. Now get this fucker off me. I can't even kick up.
Really? Really? My brother is burnt to a crisp on top. And you have the nerve to spout off like that?
Elise, no, not now, please. Look, Terry attacked him from behind while he was defending our lives. So I'm over the attitude. Terry tried and lost, and now he's gone. Now we're down to three!
Elise, please.
Okay.
I'm back, and I have something better than a crowbar. Acetylene torch. Just keep a lookout. It will be a little bit.
Woo! Thanks, guys. I was getting a little worried there. Started thinking it was over.
Never.
So, Dee, what did you see?
Not a damn thing. Had my eyes closed the entire time. Oh, wait. There you are. Can't forget you, baby.
Really, Dee? The SKS? You do have a wife, you know.
Thank you, Ebon.
What?
Okay, what now? Where do we go from here?
Gee, that's a really nice gun. Could you teach me how to shoot it? That would be cool.
Yeah, if your mom says it's okay, no problem.
Epic.
First, let's round up some people and move a few of these cars. Broderick and Dee, start moving the cars if you can. Mike, let's go gather up some people. Now you girls and Sam, when Broderick and Dee get back, help them move what can be salvaged to the SUVs. Oh, and I shouldn't have to tell you. You see a spider? You kill it.
Yovan!
Just making sure it's dead. Come, y'all, let's get started.
You know, I'm really getting to like it here.
About time.
Well?
Well what?
You know I'm not nosy, but the brother wants to know. What went on between you two?
All right. Well, the bastard stabbed me in the back while I was 86ing spiders. Fuck me. But I will say, from a tactical point, it was the right move. Fucking things. Shit. But once I realized what he was doing, I turned around, and the next thing I knew, he was on top of me and we were both in the car. Next came the flash over, and I closed my eyes, and all I heard was him screaming in agonizing pain. And when it was all over, I couldn't move. How about you?
Dee, I saw the queen.
Vinkar, I must express my gratitude for the gift you have bestowed upon my sword. We have bonded Ashuri. And the sentient being, I sense, its soul is very old.
Ah, yes, indeed. The flame is living and can consume all. Keep working towards your mental bond. You're going to need it. That's another hole, Lothos.
soon we'll be able to bring the whole place down. Ain't that right, Vala?
Yes, Lucas.
George Score, we'd like to thank all who helped create this episode. We'd like to thank the creators from SoundWeek.com and the band Crash Rocket for loaning us their music. Thank you all.
The army is there, beginning to clear the highway for traffic to continue north into Georgia. When we return, other news from around the country, another convoy of semis.
Miss Brett, fuck. Dude, no more of the...
Lothos, I am here. We must be careful from now on dealing with these slugs. Maybe you want more, like... Because she's waking up, so I didn't know how you want.
Okay, I think that's it. Mike, defend the RV. I think I know where D is. Broderick and I... Hold on. I had too much of a pause on that one.
D, are you all right?
Ugh, I screwed that up. Oh, okay. You see, the bastard stabbed me in the back while I was 86ing despite... Oh, my fucking God.
No. I need you to stay here to keep the peace until we get out.
Hold on. Oof.
Straggler, sir. Looks to be a few running around the fucking donkeys with the assholes hanging out.
Good afternoon, America. Charlie Carmichael here, and it's been almost an hour since the first bomb hit Miami. So we're waiting on reports of the damage to the affected cities, and still no word from our correspondent Anna Vapperman at Ground Zero in Jacksonville. Hopefully all is good. And the military was able to quash the rush of the spider creatures that Dr. Samuels unleashed upon